Redskins have their home opener this week at FedEx Field. It's against the Cincinnati Bengals, and we're going to get a chance to see whether they can regroup after that tough loss to the Rams. Joining us is Redskins great Dexter Manley to take a look at the situation here. How'd they lose to the Rams there? In many ways, they outplayed them.
Well, I tell you what, going into the game, that game last week, the Rams are a struggling franchise. You look at they couldn't run the ball effectively, but they do have a running back, Steven Jackson, who's an excellent runner. They couldn't pass protect. They couldn't throw the ball downfield. This guy, Danny Amendola.
Amendola was open all the time.
They play that zone coverage. But I tell you, with this new team coming in town, I ain't going to call it a new team, with the Cincinnati Bengals, you can't play zone because Andrew Hawkins is a very explosive player. He mismatched against the cornerbacks. Well, this mismatch is what I'm saying. Is that so I don't see them have to play that zone because they got to probably go some man. But I just think because they lost that game, 11 penalties for 96 yards,
right,
that cost them. See, you had asked me earlier about how would the old Redskins handle that. Boom!
Bam!
Dexter just stood up and pumped his fist in the air.
You take
with
a guy like
force
that.
That brought wind to New Jersey.
Yeah, you take a guy like that to the shower. But this is a new era. It's a new team, new millennium. And so things have changed, and you got to be more compassionate with the guy. It's not one play. You know, these guys got 60 minutes to play, but in that 60 minutes, they only probably play football 10 minutes because you got a lot of commercials and things of that nature.
Right.
But I just think that they blow a deficit. It kind of remind me of the Jim Zorn area when he was here. We get a lead, can't hold a lead. You got to be able to hold a lead and create turnovers. And really, they didn't really protect the quarterback Sunday. I have to say, I know I read the comments. This guy Griffin, you know, he's willing to do whatever it takes. But you keep getting outside them tackles, you're gonna be sitting in the training room.
You know what? We gave up a lot of points in the first 2 weeks, and the defense was supposed to be our safe thing, our strong suit.
Well, I think the defense has been. Defense has played good. They didn't play great against St. Louis Rams last week. Look, this I think because a lot of that they played the zone coverage. This week they got to generate a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Because Andy Dalton is, you know, it's kind of like not quite the athletic as Robert Griffin is, but this guy can really move, throw on the run. He was an exciting player, rookie last year with the Bengals, and they're going to have to protect the quarterback, and they got to do a lot of good things up front and on the back end. They got to create more turnovers.
You mentioned earlier it seemed like at times we were playing sort of a soft defense. We were letting them get easier 6-, 7-, 8-yard plays. We didn't react to the fact that they were taking advantage of that. Do we not do that well at halftime? Don't you make changes if the other team is making yards on you?
I was surprised that Jim Haslett didn't make changes. You know, he stayed with the zone coverage versus going to man. This guy, Danny Amendola.
Amendola.
Amendola. He sort of ate us. You know, he's not a...
He's not that big a star.
He's not a top 10 receiver in the league.
Right.
But this guy, you know, got A.J. Green. You have... Andrew Hawkins, these guys, you know, they're probably the two pair top receivers in the league. But I was sort of surprised they sort of stayed with the zone coverage, and they didn't really generate a lot of great pass rush up front.
You think they can beat the Bengals?
I tell you what, this is a true test. It's a litmus test, like you said, and I just feel that I like to think they can beat the Bengals. I'm always burgundy and gold, but it's going to be a tough one.
I tell you
yeah,
what,
yeah.
I wish Dexter were still playing. Yeah, yeah. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. I want to watch a game with you one day.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you and I go out and play some flag football?
Woo! Well, go ahead.
I just saw your light pass before you.